With Ann Murray. It's 9:39 and it's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internis. Every week we talk with Dr. Brian Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff, about various health topics. And over the years, we've covered so many of them. This is a topic today that we've never covered before, and I know very, very little about. It's called deep vein thrombosis, DVT. We're going to find out about it. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
Now, this is something that occurs mainly in the extremities, mainly in the legs, although it can happen in the upper extremities as well. And basically, first of all, what is a deep vein? I know we've got veins in our bodies and all this kind of stuff, but it's basically a blood clot, which obviously is can be life-threatening as they break loose. What exactly is deep vein thrombosis compared to any other type of a blood clot?
Well, thrombosis is your clot. That's the technical term for a blood clot. And the deep vein is different than a superficial vein. So sometimes you'll get a superficial vein clot, and that can cause redness and swelling of the skin. You see that maybe after you've been to the hospital and you've had an IV or some sort of IV stick. You can get a little superficial blood clot. Those are not very dangerous. The body will get rid of those. Maybe some pain and swelling at the site. But a deep vein thrombosis is very dangerous, because it's in the deep system. So imagine a river. So if you got a little creek that comes into a bigger stream, into the big river, and the big river feeds down into the ocean. So this is what we're talking about, is the big river. That big clot takes it right up, that big vein takes your blood right back up into the heart, and the heart pumps the blood back out to all the organs. And the most dangerous part of a deep vein thrombosis is a blood clot that goes to your lungs.
Well, yeah, obviously. Now, this is, I mean, I've never heard of it before. How common is this? Is this something you see fairly common?
Yeah, we see it probably once a month, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So it is a fairly common problem, especially here in the urgent care setting, you know, because the symptoms that you're going to find is swelling is the most common first symptom, and it's usually in one extremity only. So you got one leg that starts swelling up and the other leg isn't. It's getting painful, typically pain in the calf area. You can get swelling where it's pitting edema. If you push in, it leaves a little pit where your thumb was. And it's the pain and the swelling is the most common symptom. And that's why people come in to see us. They're like, well, why is my leg swelling and it's hurting?
I've never heard of it. I guess anybody would be like, what in the world's going on here? What causes this?
Well, there's a lot of different risk factors. It's very common after some major surgery, especially orthopedic surgery. It's common after a long trip. So if you have somebody that's driving down from the Northeast and they're coming down for their vacation, or they're coming down to spend the winter for the snowbirds, and they've been in the car for 10 hours straight without getting up and walking around. Cancers and certain medications like estrogen and hormones can increase the risk. So, you know, there's a long list of possible risk factors that can cause it. But most commonly we see it in people that have been traveling or at bed rest, been in a hospital setting, and have not been on any blood thinners to prevent them.
Well, now I understand when after surgery, the nurses always want you to walk around the floor of the hospital while you're recovering. I'd not thought about that. And, you know, we're a travel destination. So is there a guideline you can give us? But what, every 2 hours, every 3 hours, get out and walk around a little bit?
Yeah, that's usually the rule of thumb. Every couple of hours, just stand up, take a break, walk around for a few minutes, stretch your legs out, and then you can get back in the car and keep on rolling.
All right. So you determine in your office that it is DVT, deep vein thrombosis. There's a blood clot in there. That sounds kind of, I know you do urgent care, but that, you know, if I'm suddenly told that I have a blood clot in my body that could get into my lungs, then, you know, that's a little concerning. What do you do to treat this? I imagine it's, you know, it's fairly urgent treatment.
Well, if we suspect this is going on, we do an ultrasound on the leg to identify if the clot is present. Once we know the clot is there, then it's blood thinners. The body will naturally absorb the blood clot over time. It can take up to 6 months for that blood clot to completely get absorbed.
Oh, wow.
So we put patients on blood thinners, and we'll leave them on that from anywhere from 3 to 6 months, sometimes up to a year. And then usually I'll do another ultrasound in a few months to see if the clot's completely resolved or not. Now, if it's your first clot, then you know, and you have a good reason for why you have this clot, you know, you were traveling, you're sitting for a long period of time, or you had recent surgery, then we may not go any deeper. But if you just show up with a blood clot for no good reason, then you may have a disorder in your clotting factors, and we might do more blood work to find out, are you at risk? And you might need anticoagulants for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow. Is there any situation where, you know, surgery becomes a factor where you want to go in and immediately try to get that clot?
That's not very common. I think it depends on, with a vein clot, where the veins are carrying the blood away from the extremities. And so that's why you get the swelling, because the blood can't get out of the legs. If you have an arterial clot, which is a different system, then that is as much, that's dangerous as well, because you're blocking the flow into the extremity. And so that's when we ask our vascular surgeons for help, when it's in the arterial system.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. We're talking about deep vein thrombosis. I've never heard of this, but apparently fairly common. And I guess, you know, when you're talking about blood clotting and that kind of thing, I guess the older you get, the more common it becomes for you.
That's exactly right. Just like everything else, as we get older, we increase risk factors for multiple conditions.
You know, when people have to, you know, we get older, we got to have surgeries for different things. Because you were just talking about getting an injection could cause a little clot. But as we're talking about a major surgery or something like that, does that make it more possible that you could have a blood clot? Just one more thing to worry about as we undergo the knife?
It's more because of the inactivity. After surgery, you're not able to get out of bed and move around, depending on the type of surgery you get. And so it's pretty standard care now. When you go into the hospital, you'll get some sort of a DVT prophylaxis. So they'll give you either a medication, a shot, or a little compression hose to help prevent the blood clots from occurring.
Fascinating stuff, something I'd never heard about. So, folks, if you don't ignore that swelling, go get a take a look at it. It could turn out to be something very serious, but something that can be easily treated. Talk to your healthcare provider about it. And if you don't have a healthcare provider, all you have to do is call Dr. Vandegrift at Strand Urgent Care on International Drive in Myrtle Beach. Their phone number, 843-945-3030, 945-3030. And a reminder that these shows are now being made available in podcast form on the South Strand Internist website. A very interesting topic today, and that's, of course, why we do the show. Thank you very much, Dr. Vandegrift.
Thank you.